From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. For those of us who have visited the Australian War Museum in Canberra, it has been a big thrill to see a weird collection of 70-year-old electronics cobbled together in the jungle of Timor 70 years ago. Just put Winnie the War Winner in your search engine to get the story. This transceiver is truly proof of necessity as the mother of invention. Some years ago, I was in conversation with a broadcast engineer who had done his army service during the Cold War, and as part of the training, these servicemen went through a period of mock capture. Being in signals, part of the exercise was to construct a working transmitter or receiver from what could be found or acquired in a POW camp. You try figuring how to cut a spiral along a bean can to achieve a ballpark figure of inductance. Later during the Cold War, when the superpowers were gambling that no one would launch nuclear-armed missiles, it was realised the phenomenon known as electromagnetic pulse, EMP, was as deadly to the new semiconductors as the nuclear radiation was to humans. How many of us could devise a working communication system if our station equipment was destroyed? Mirrors, falling balls and flags notwithstanding, I think most modern amateurs would fail such a home brewing test. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Q News. We've reported. You decide.